Welcome to Mammon Audio, my name is Claire. Mum didn't often smack either me or my younger sister Emily, but when she did, she made a proper job of it. The one I remember most vividly was when I was 8 and Emily would be 6. We had been little sods for Mum all day long, and after quite a few times of being shouted at, she finally put us both on notice of a smacked backside each if we didn't shape up. I'd had Mum's hand across my backside a few days earlier for something else, and the memory of that was sharp enough in my mind that I decided I didn't want any more just yet. Consequently, I reined myself in and began to behave better. Emily, on the other hand, was in that invincible state of mind that naughty kids sometimes get to. She continued to moan, argue, and generally tick Mum off. I don't now remember what the flashpoint was, but it certainly came. It was close to Emily's bedtime, about 7 p.m, and I remember Mum shouting, "That's it, Emily Jane, yes, kids always know they're in big trouble when the middle name comes out. It's high time you learned a lesson." She turned to us both more generally, and added, "You are both going to bed right now. Emily, I will be up to smack your bottom, and it'll be so sore you'll be sleeping on your belly." I didn't think this was fair. I had been a good girl for the last hour or so, and I didn't normally have to go to bed until an hour later than Emily, on condition that I was quiet and didn't wake up my sister when I did go. I was going to open my mouth and say something, but took one look at Mum's face and decided otherwise. If I had, sure as eggs is eggs, I would have been getting my ass tanned too. I therefore went compliantly up to bed with my sister. Emily was crying softly now, realizing she was for it. We washed ourselves, cleaned our teeth, and both had a wee before entering the bedroom we shared, stripping off and getting into our pajamas. It was quite a chilly autumn night, and we both got in bed quickly. Emily was still sobbing quietly into her pillow, while I listened from the security of my own warm bed across the room. Mum was a long time in coming up to see to my sister, to the point that I was thinking, and Emily was certainly hoping, that she had either relented or forgotten. However, not long after Emily's tears had finally subsided, we heard footsteps coming up the stairs, and Mum came quietly into the room. She was calmer now, but her purpose was obvious. "Get out of bed, young lady," she said to Emily, who reluctantly complied. Mum took her place on the bed and stabbed a finger at me. "And you, Claire. You watch this closely and consider yourself very lucky you're not going to be next over my knee." With that, Mum put her hands on the waistband of Emily's pajama bottoms and took them down. Emily began to cry again, but Mum took no notice. She shuffled herself slightly sideways and then put Emily over her knee, providing me with an excellent view of my sister's pale bare bottom. Mum then began to smack briskly and without mercy. The previously quiet room was now filled with screaming and crying as Mum repeatedly slapped my sister's ass with the full force of her arm. I remember Emily screaming, over and over, "No more. No more." But Mum wasn't having any of it. She kept smacking away while I, as directed, watched closely as my sister's buttocks quickly changed from porcelain white to tomato red. The spanking lasted for a good 5 minutes. Mum eventually hauled the now roaring Emily to her feet, pulled up her pajamas again, and told her, "Bed, now. I don't want to hear a peep more out of either of you this evening, or I'll be up with the bell. Do you understand?" Emily managed a nod. Mum, still indignant with anger, turned to me with a face like thunder. I said, "Do you understand, Claire?" "Yes, Mummy." I don't know why I reverted to the more juvenile name for my mother. It somehow felt natural at that point. Mum shut the door behind her, leaving Emily still crying bitterly into her pillow. It had been quite a spanking, and part of me wanted to go over to my sister and comfort her, maybe even look at her smacked bottom, but part of me thought about that belt, and I obediently went to sleep instead.